whichever's there.
With Pokemon Go still consistently holding the edge as one of the most popular apps in the world, Lake Park, right here in Milwaukee, has seen a dramatic increase in consistent attendance. We all know how the game works. You synchronize your maps to your phone, you run, walk, or sprint anywhere and everywhere where a Pokemon can pop up so you can catch them all. Pokestops, an essential location for players who are consistently active on the game, are being taken away slowly, one at a time, in Lake Park itself. Pokestops are mainly located in iconic and open spots all across the country. When talking specifically about Lake Park, taking away these Pokestops causes two sides of an argument to erupt, which is whether or not it breaks up a community that was virtually non-existent versus the neighborhood surrounding the park, enduring constant disruption from players coming across the street into their lawns just to catch these Pokemon. Avid Pokemon Go player Teddy McDowell sees both sides.
I mean, I can understand where the community's coming from, and I can understand where the people that are playing Pokemon Go are coming from. We're just here playing a game, but it is showing its effects on the property and stuff. I think it sucks, but you have cops coming in here at 10 o'clock, which the curfew for the park is at 10 o'clock, so it's the law. You have to follow it. Some like it, some don't. I've seen an 80-year-old woman walking through here playing Pokemon Go with her grandkids.
As I was out observing the nature of these players in Lake Park for a few days, it was apparent to me that the consistent users of the park who don't play Pokemon Go are annoyed with it. This includes the neighbors who live in houses surrounding the park. I caught up with a couple who lives right across the street, Michael and Kelly O'Brien. They had a lot to say about what was going on and how they felt the game was ruining the park's integrity.
Thousands and thousands and tens of thousands into their homes because they love Milwaukee. And to have this in their front yard every single night, which went on from July.
The other side of the argument comes from a couple walking along the smooth cemented trail through the park. Perry Casares sees no issue with having the Pokestops in the area.
No, it's awesome. It brings everybody, gives them something to do. You know, there's people everywhere. I don't know, it's given me something to do.
His opinion on what is actually happening to the Pokestops in general is a different story.
I mean, that's kind of stupid. Obviously, a lot of people like this and are coming for it. So why ruin everybody's time? I mean, it seems like it's quite peaceful out here. I've never seen any kind of trouble out here.
Although there is argument back and forth by avid players and neighbors of the park, there are still people who have recently just started noticing a change in the atmosphere. Dustin Underwood started coming to the park on his free time. He sees both pros and cons to the game being heavily played in this specific location.
It is nice. It's nice to see a lot of people out here. It's kind of fun to see like little kids playing with their families and getting people out. Overall, it's encouraging to see people kind of getting out and seeing parts of the city they might not otherwise be going to.
Although he sees the community being built, he does understand the other side.
This area, the density of them is way higher than other places that I can go to. Like, I live down in Bayview, and Humboldt Park is like nothing.
As I continued my journey through the park, I crossed over Lions Bridge, where Pokemon goers filled the lanes of the trail. Kids running back and forth, telling their friends where they can find Pokemon. I even noticed parents that are getting in on the act. When I stumbled upon Brenda Wright, I learned that even adult players had a say in how they felt about the game in the park.
So I think that I've actually gotten into conversations with people that I normally wouldn't have crossed in my daily life, or, you know, they wouldn't be my age group or my ethnic group or whatever. This is just people walking in a park. Why do we want to stop this? And I thought we have bigger problems than people walking in a park or parking in front of your house.
A family of three, who wanted to remain anonymous, thought Pokemon Go only benefited the park. They said it doesn't bother them that the Pokestops are going away and actually gives equal right to both sides of the argument.
Because it doesn't seem like they removed any of the good ones that are back here. Because we saw it. I mean, there was like 300 people out here on bad days. I mean, I wouldn't really want that out front of my house either. I mean, you come here on the weekends, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, I'd say what they left now, it's pretty fair. I mean, it's not that bad.
Overall, this game is continuing to make an impact on how Lake Park is utilized. To some, they've never even heard of the park until the game was released. For others, they wish people have never heard of the park. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Luis DeLeon.